More than 40,000 people jammed into Amadou Ahidjo Stadium for the open-air mass, with thousands more watching on huge television screens outside. Crowds stretched from the stadium to the presidential palace, with many people wearing special Pope cloth and waving Vatican and Cameroon flags. The pontiff's bulletproof Pope-mobile twice circled the stadium's running track as he waved to crowds dancing to traditional music.
Tous les jeunes qui sont ici, j'adresse des paroles d'amitié et d'encouragement.
In his homily, the Pope spoke with compassion for African children forced into combat by paramilitary groups, saying God loves them and has not forgotten them. Before the Mass, Pope Benedict met with 22 leaders from Cameroon's Muslim minority at Yaoundé's Apostolic Nunciature, telling them that religion is the basis of all human culture. He said religion rejects all forms of violence and totalitarianism, not only on principles of faith, but because it's the right thing to do. With violence between Muslims and Christians a common occurrence in neighboring Nigeria, the Pope praised the peaceful coexistence of the religions in Cameroon, saying it shows other Africans the enormous potential of an interreligious commitment to peace and justice. Pope Benedict met Wednesday with Cameroonian President Paul Biya, whose political opponents have called for the pontiff to speak out against human rights abuses. Amnesty International says the Biya government is using extrajudicial execution, arbitrary arrest, torture, and unlawful detention to repress political dissent. At the start of his visit, the Pope called for action against corruption and abuse of power. Without specifically mentioning President Biya or Cameroon, the Pope said Christians can never remain silent in the face of suffering or violence. Cameroonian opposition leader John Fruendi says the country needs a spiritual revival.
The Pope has come to preach and pray for Cameroon. We have a sort of moral decadence in our society which needs to be corrected.
The Pope wraps up his week-long trip to Africa in Angola, where he'll meet with church leaders and diplomats before holding an open-air mass Sunday in Luanda. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.